This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Republican-led U.S. Senate acquitting President Trump late yesterday on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The president's expected to make his first public remarks about the development later today. U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was commenting yesterday.
This is clearly not a happy day for the nation or the Senate. The Senate turned its back on the truth, on a fair trial, on doing what the founding fathers would have wanted us to do.
His counterpart, Senate Majority Leader, Republican Mitch McConnell, says the impeachment was purely political, accusing Democrats of pushing impeachment as an effort to take the Senate in November's elections. Democratic White House hopeful Pete Buttigieg is holding the slimmest of leads over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in the Iowa Democratic presidential caucuses. That's with 97% of the precincts reporting. And this is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says he's opening an investigation into Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden. Shortly after yesterday's impeachment vote, the Iowa Republican senator announced he'll seek records of Hunter's travel while he was under U.S. Secret Service protection. Grassley issued a statement with Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson, saying they're continuing to investigate potential conflicts of interest on the part of Hunter Biden to boost his business ventures in Ukraine and China. Hollywood legend Kirk Douglas has passed away. He died yesterday at 103. Leonard Maltin, the film critic and historian, says Douglas did it all.
He did comedy. He did action films. He did high drama. He did melodrama. He played Vincent Van Gogh. He played all kinds of working men, cowboys, and everything in between.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
American astronaut Christina Cook is back on the Earth after a record-setting 328 days aboard the International Space Station. Cook, an Italian astronaut, and a Russian cosmonaut landing safely at 4:12 Eastern Time this morning. Cook broke two records during nearly 11 months in space. She was part of the first all-woman spacewalk and spent more time in space than any other woman ever has. A new human rights report says at least 138 people who were deported from the United States to El Salvador have been killed. The group Human Rights Watch releasing the report saying the majority of deaths occurred less than a year after the deportees were returned, some within days. The report also documents 70 cases of sexual assault or other violence against returning deportees, and the group says the report comes as immigration policies are further being tightened in the United States. And Viola Davis will be playing Michelle Obama in a new Showtime series. The Oscar-winning actress will play the former First Lady in a new drama series called First Ladies. The show will follow the various spouses to American presidents. The first season to highlight Obama, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Betty Ford. A premiere date for First Ladies has not yet been announced. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Live. Hey, that's what we do, and it's how we roll. Not because it's easy, as JFK said. We do it because it's hard, ladies and gentlemen. And this is where we find ourselves today. And the State of the Union from the President was, in spite of some what we say, for most Americans, was inspirational and encouraging. He declared that the years of economic decay are over and that we have rejected the downsizing of America's destiny. If that doesn't put chills up and down your arms and through your body, I don't know what else it's going to take. Liz Peek joins us, Fox News contributor and former top-ranked Wall Street analysis. And we've got lots to talk about. Liz, how you doing?
I'm terrific. Thanks for having me.
Well, good to have you here. I had to steal, your headline from one of your columns. You said Democrats' impeachment flop set stage for Buffo State of the Union speech. And it did. It did not disappoint us, did it?
It did not disappoint us. It sure disappointed Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, yes.
Who I think really had one of the worst days of her entire career. But I would argue she's had the worst 6 months of her entire career, because everything she has led her party to do has been a monumental failure. And I think it was the frustration, the realization of that, that led her to rip up Donald Trump's speech, which truly was an act of a two-year-old temper tantrum. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. I think the entire country was shocked. And yes, there are bitter partisan people who thought that was just great. I don't think most of the country thought it was just great. But let's talk about the speech. Of
yes.
course, it focused in on the economy, because that is President Trump's greatest calling card going into the 2020 election. Most Americans are better off, and at the end of this election season, that is the question they will have to answer. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And I cannot imagine there are many people who will not say yes. And by the way, we have seen that in recent polling. Probably the thing that has driven Nancy Pelosi really over the edge is that in spite of impeachment, in spite of the continued harassment and attacks by Democrats, Donald Trump obviously is at his highest approval ratings ever, and more Americans approve of the economy and say things are going well than in decades. So,
yes, exactly.
You know, it's frustrating, but Americans aren't stupid. They know. And by the way, I'm actually writing a speech to give tonight. You know, it's amazing the impact that the media has. The liberal media, for example, this week, we had the report from ADP on private sector job creation, a huge number from ADP. And I'm guessing that most people don't even know that we had 291,000 private sector jobs created last month. That's a number that was twice the expected level. And Bill, there's a reason why almost always these surprises are on the upside. It's because there's this constant lowballing of the economy. And
exactly.
Frankly, one of the great things about the president's speech, I'm sorry for rattling on.
So. No, go, you're on a roll. I'm taking notes.
is that he gets to talk about this stuff and that you're not hearing it through the filter of Don Lemon or Mika Brzezinski or any of the other people who are trying to distort his record. So it's a very important opportunity for him. I thought he did a very good job laying it out. 7 million more jobs, 500,000 manufacturing jobs. But most important politically, the fact that this jobs market has reached into every segment of our society.
Exactly.
Ex-felons, the disabled. I mean, obviously women record low unemployment, black record low unemployment. And I think that is the reason why you're seeing him measurably improve in approval, for example, from black voters. This
exactly.
is freaking Democrats out like nothing before because they have ignored the black vote, in my view. They take it for granted. All of a sudden, some blacks are saying, well, wait a minute, this is kind of working for me, and what have you done for me? Right?
Exactly. Yeah, and to see the stories of black Americans during, you know, the State of the Union, the successes, the second chances, it was inspiring across the board. And, you know, I've said, Liz, that, you know, people have accused Donald Trump of being a racist. And I go, when you look at the fruit of his policies and what he's done to, you know, black and brown Americans, and I hate to segment American citizens like that, and I will celebrate the day when it is just it's a term that has gone into the archives, something that we formally use, because this is about America, and this is what Donald Trump has done. And, I think we must have this conversation, I think about 4 or 5 years ago, was a line from, I don't know if it was the Three Stooges, is that, you know, what are you going to do? Are you going to believe them, or your lying eyes, you know? And this is what keeps coming up time and time again. And, even though, like you say, Mika Brzezinski and the other talking heads and Morning Joe and all them, you know, they resist all this. And even the Democrats there at the State of the Union, I mean, and Nancy Pelosi was saying, you know, that speech was just filled with lies.
Yeah.
And I'm going, be specific. Where did the president lie?
Yeah. So they have this problem. The sad thing is, if you repeat a lie over and over and over again, as the Democrats have done, for example, with the GOP tax cuts, claiming it only benefited the wealthy, people begin to believe it. I mean, remember the extraordinary polling that came out after the tax cut had been in effect for a year, showing still, even though 85% of Americans paid lower taxes, still people didn't think they'd gotten a tax cut. If you tell someone something often enough, they will begin to believe it. And you know what? It isn't just politically irritating. It is economically bad news because one of the great things that has happened under President Trump is that consumer sentiment has gone through the roof, and it has stayed there. It has stayed there despite all the worry warts on Wall Street and all the naysaying on the economy. You know, last summer when everyone was convinced we were heading into a recession and the word recession popped up more often than the fiscal crisis, which is pretty astounding, but it's true. So hopeful were Democrats that we were heading into a recession. And yet consumer sentiment wobbled, but it stayed firm. And now it's like off the charts.
Exactly.
Again.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is the thing. But meanwhile, they keep on perpetrating, you know, this lie and this deception for political purposes. And what kind of injury are they doing to the body politic?
Yeah, I know. I don't know how. I'm hoping, I really am hoping, for the good of the country, that Democrats get smacked big time in November. And I think if Bernie Sanders is their candidate, they will be.
Well, I have been predicting that that's going to be the case, Liz, and it's going to be the opportunity for conservatives and Republicans to come together on behalf of the American people and really do something constructive about health care, infrastructure, and dare I say, the deficit.
Yeah, because I agree with you. I agree with you. And the only way that's going to happen is if they sweep both houses and take the Oval Office, and it's not impossible.
No, the way it's lining up and what they have done, the poison that they have spilled into the body politic, the people are starting to get it in spite of the punditry. But even some Democrats, I mean, listen to what James Carville had to say the other night. Quite revealing. We've got more from Liz Peek after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Liz Peek continues with us, Fox News contributor. Liz, you know, as we were talking about being cautiously optimistic about the momentum that the Republicans are riding on, and they need to demonstrate some class and dignity in all this as the party, you know, on the party of Nancy Pelosi and Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff is in tatters right now. And I don't, you know, I hope they didn't go around doing an end zone dance. I don't think we need to spike the ball here. We just need to let them do what they're doing right now. And they're just unraveling.
Yeah. I mean, you and I were talking during the break. I think we have to be careful not to celebrate because, you know, there's many months left before this election and attentions are short in this country, maybe in every country, I don't know. But, you know, 9 months from now, people might not remember Nancy Pelosi ripping up Trump's speech, although my guess is we'll see that clip over and over again.
They've already turned it into a commercial.
Yeah, I have to say, for months and months, the Democrat primary obviously has absorbed me enormously, partly because it's just raw politics at its best and kind of most interesting. I have said from the beginning Joe Biden would not be the candidate. I don't think he will be. I think he's too old, too muddled, too many weird stuff he does,
right.
Like putting his wife's hand in his mouth at a campaign rally. Oh, my gosh, horrible.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the question is, who is it going to be? And, you know, out of Iowa, we have Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders, neither of which has any hold whatsoever on the black vote.
Mm-hmm.
And in New Hampshire, I think it'll be Bernie. Mm-hmm. Maybe Pete does well there, too. I mean, that's an extraordinary duo to be leading this party. And
right.
Clearly it opens the door for Bloomberg, because a lot of people, certainly all of New York City just about, thinks that Bloomberg is the answer. But, you know, it isn't going to go well for Democrats. If Bloomberg wins the nomination, and I think he could, simply by dint of spending a fortune on advertising, you're going to have a very big part of the party. Warren and Sanders followers together, that progressive group, is about 40% to 50%, let's say, of the party.
Right.
They're going to hate this. They're going to
exactly.
hate the fact that a billionaire has waltzed in and spent his billions winning the nomination. I just think you have civil war going on in the Democratic Party, and I don't see how that changes.
Yeah, it's a coming, and Liz Warren is already. She's already said as much as far as somebody coming in and buying the election, Bernie as well.
Sure.
And look at the numbers out of Iowa. I mean, you're talking almost 50% combined what Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders were able to garner there in the caucus state.
Yeah,
I mean, that's quite telling.
In some other states, it's certainly.
Well, no, South Carolina, they're going right. to just crash and burn. There's no
yeah.
question.
Well, not entirely. What's interesting is Bernie has really appealed to young blacks, young black primary voters. They won't probably turn out in the numbers that Joe Biden's will. I'm wondering, though, and I think this is something to think about, Joe Biden's potential voters in South Carolina may look at his belly flop in Iowa and possibly to be repeated in New Hampshire and think, maybe he isn't electable. That is supposed to be the number one issue for Democrats. And if they begin to question that, then I think Biden does not, he'll win South Carolina, I believe, but not with the kind of advantage that everyone expected.
Exactly. Well, as he said, it was a real gut punch for him. Coming out of Iowa, very disappointed with what's going on. I mean, after all, look at Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders. They were tied up. Oh, yeah, that's right, in that Senate trial for a number of days.
Yeah.
And but it really speaks to speaks to their ground game, though, obviously, which
it
they
does,
said.
It does, and the power of their surrogates. People like AOC have been very powerful surrogates on the trail for Bernie. Look, I think the country's going to have a very, very stark choice to make in November. It's going to be either something really radical, I guess, or it's going to be, you know, keeping the gains we have and maybe moving forward, as you suggest, on some new initiatives. Trump can't talk about budget cutting and entitlement reform now. I would hope that if they win re-election, that becomes a major topic.
Yeah, I do too. Then we could do something. I was speaking with the Secretary of Interior a couple of weeks back in Vegas, and Dave Bernhardt, who was the lone survivor, by the way, the other night. That was quite interesting. But what a great man. And, you know, I shared with him, I said, you know, the president's done a great job with job creation, because the mantra throughout this administration and in the hallways has been, how are we doing on jobs? How are we doing on jobs? How we, and look at how he's moved the needle. And I encourage the secretary to take the message back to the president that when he gets reelected, let's focus on the deficit, to where he's asking the constant question, how are we doing on the deficit? Because this is an opportunity with the Democrats out of the way, Liz, then I think that we can start looking at, you know, some needed reforms, entitlement reforms that we cannot do when we're shackled, you know, by the Democrats' insistence. I mean, it's kind of interesting, this whole issue of quid pro quo. You know, I was looking at this the other day, and I said, $23 trillion in debt. I mean, if that doesn't represent the quid pro quo between the parties, I mean, here it is. We needed to rebuild the military. Trump gets $1 trillion, and they say, whoa, you know, hey, we'll give you the $1 trillion, but we want our domestic, you know, projects funded as well. So that's a quid pro quo at the expense of the people, is it not?
No, it certainly is, and both parties are guilty as charged. I think Trump has an instinct to saving money. I mean, he's done little things around the edges, told agencies to cut their budgets, et cetera, but there is no big embrace of cost-cutting. And, of course, we all know what that really has to happen is entitlement reform, and you can't even whisper about that, because if there were a whisper, Democrats would take that out and start talking about killing grandma and taking her out, taking away her Social Security. No one, just to be clear to all of your listeners, no one is ever going to take away people's Social Security or Medicare, who are, of course, receiving those payments now or even about to. I mean, people over 50, I would say, completely immune to any kind of reforms that take place. But we have to be realistic that people are living longer, that the Social Security Fund is not equipped to deal with that. They're not equipped to deal with the aging of the workforce. So something will have to change. I know part of the change, and you know it too, is that people who earn a good living and who have some assets aren't going to receive Social Security at some point. Mm-hmm. It will be means tested or something of that sort. None of this, however, is ever going to impact people who are relying on those payments or on Medicare in their retirement years. That's not going to happen. So,
It's going to be a bitter pill for some to swallow, Liz, because they paid into this. And
no question.
And our government stole money. They got their tentacles into the Treasury, and they have, and particularly Democrats. I blame Democrats, and you can tell me if I'm all wrong on this, but I see them as leading the way on this in terms of getting their tentacles into the Treasury and buying votes. You know, that's the other quid pro quo, is you got, you know, Elizabeth Warren going, hey, look, if you vote for me and I'll give you free tuition, all your tuition is gone. You know, I mean, she's like the Oprah Winfrey of tuition giveaways.
Well, I think that's exactly right. And in fact, I wrote that about Bloomberg, you know, a month ago. He's not taking campaign donations. He doesn't need to. That doesn't mean he isn't pandering to special interests. It'll be very interesting to watch. In the case of Bloomberg, whether he backs off, he's backed off on a lot of the things he did in New York City that were so popular and so successful, like Stop and Frisk, for example. It'll be very interesting to see if he kicks school choice to the curb, because he's always been an advocate for charter schools. This is a very, very important issue in my view. If he turns tail to get the teachers' unions behind him, which he might, then forget it. Then he's just another Paul. And, you know, as I say, special interests will weigh just as much in his administration as it has in any other Democrat administration.
Are we saying down the road a brokered convention, possibly?
Yeah, I do think so.
I'm right with you.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. The next several contests will probably make that
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Republican-led U.S. Senate acquitting President Trump late yesterday on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The president's expected to make his first public remarks about the development later today. U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was commenting yesterday.
This is clearly not a happy day for the nation or the Senate. The Senate turned its back on the truth, on a fair trial, on doing what the founding fathers would have wanted us to do.
His counterpart, Senate Majority Leader, Republican Mitch McConnell, says the impeachment was purely political, accusing Democrats of pushing impeachment as an effort to take the Senate in November's elections. Democratic White House hopeful Pete Buttigieg is holding the slimmest of leads over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in the Iowa Democratic presidential caucuses. That's with 97% of the precincts reporting. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Martinez.
I am thrilled to report to you tonight that our economy is the best it has ever been. Our military is completely rebuilt, with its power being unmatched anywhere in the world, and it's not even close. Our borders are secure. Our families are flourishing. Our values are renewed. Our pride is restored. And for all of these reasons, I say to the people of our great country and to the members of Congress, the state of our union is stronger than ever before.
And there you go, with half the audience there in the chambers applauding, the other half sitting on their hands, you know, refusing to accept any kind of success and celebrate any type of success. And look at, I get it. It's, you know, this is a political demonstration. You know, you've got the winning team and the Republicans, and especially with a president that you absolutely disdain. And the guy's putting numbers on the board. You know, his organization, his network of people that he's assembled are continuing to win on behalf of the American people. I mean, this is a time to celebrate and to be thankful you know, for what is happening in our country today. We're righting so many wrongs, and we have so much more to deal with. But for the sake of partisan politics, we're not able to get down because, you know, what's still bothersome for so many is that, we've got trouble here in River City. I mean, we're still not dealing with the corruption that Donald Trump, you know, had pointed out during the 2016 presidential campaign. And people are going, okay, what's happening? These people are getting, you know, they've been getting away with this. And, you know, it's not, you know, due process being what it is. And unlike the Democrats who will hang on to something that is seemingly unfair from their perspective, and they'll ride it to no end out into the sunset. And in some cases is what we've experienced, which is problematic. They make up stories and they add to the complexity and the confusion, and they really aren't solving the problem. If they were really legit about their argument in saying that, you know, for example, that President Trump, you know, was lying throughout, throughout the State of the Union speech. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, one of the reasons she said that she gave for, you know, shredding the document was that, you know, she accused the president of shredding the truth. Well, where, you know, as we were talking with Liz Peek, where was the president misrepresenting things? I mean, look at the economy. I mean, it's hard to resist, but yet they want to say and insist that it's only helped the top 1%. And the thing is so dangerous about this is that people want to buy into that kind of stinking thinking and that misinformation, that fake news. Even though they look at their 401ks and go, well, you know, hey, I'm doing better. I'm doing a lot better than I was 3-4 years ago under the Barack Obama administration. And even his economists, I mean, his advisors, they come back and, you know, they try to support and say, oh, well, I couldn't believe it the other night. Someone has said, oh, we were energy independent under Barack Obama. But based on what? How do you make that statement? We didn't see any energy independence. If anything, we saw more energy dependence and a dependence down the road that was going to put America in even more peril and even more reliant on Middle East oil, the very thing we've been trying to get away from. They want to shut down, and even, you know, the Democratic candidates want to shut down the very thing that has added to the economy and has given us hope in terms of energy independence, which is fracking. I mean, it's just been incredible. And again, to the industry's credit, you have to give the industry credit. And I think the dynamic is, and this is not to throw the baby out with the bathwater, in terms of, you know, the environmentalists who have been, you know, pushing their position. I say, look, if that is needed, we need to have that in a balanced solution, you know, to come up with a remedy. And I believe that the pressure that environmentalists have put on the oil industry really gave way to fracking. You know, in much the same way for me, having been born and raised in Southern California, I remember those days when, you know, we had traveling baseball teams, you know, with the American Legion before, you know, they were known as traveling teams. But every time we played on the coast in Ventura County, and every time we came into the interior of L.A. County, we had to bring oxygen with us because the air was so bad. You know, we would get that, what we would call that smog cough. And it was debilitating at times and so frustrating to play a game. And you're sitting there diving for the oxygen bottle so that you could get through, you know, 9 innings of play. That's how bad it was. But they finally did something about it, and you can actually breathe again in Southern California. So you have to give them credit and say, look, there's a role for these antithetical forces or these contravening forces to come into play so that things are better. And that's what we need to continue to strive for. But you can't have that if you're not listening to one another. If we're siloed, as Dr. Wilford Riley, I like to use his term. I think it's perfect because we've become so siloed and cut off from other people that we're not having that conversation, that exchange of ideas that is so vital to development and the advancement of this culture. And I believe that we may have gotten to the point where we're punching ourselves out to the degree to realize that, you know, this siloing of America is not working. And where people are able to come outside of their silos, shred themselves of their protective coverings, and starting to exchange ideas and realize that some of their ideas are valid and some not so valid. And you know what? That's not the end of the world for us to be able to have that opportunity to exchange ideas. Because at the end of the day, when we exchange ideas, we want better ideas, right? I mean, it's not about being right. And right now, this is what partisan politics is all about. Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, they want to be right, you know, and they want to be right at any cost. And that is so close-minded of them, sadly, and it deprives all of us of what they could be bringing to the table. You know, I am not necessarily a one-party guy. I've never really supported a one-party guy, a one-party effort. I think we need a divergent of ideas. I mean, John Naisbitt years ago in his book Megatrends said that the two-party system was like, you know, two dinosaurs mating. He says it's inevitable. It'll go away. And maybe that's what we're looking at, because I've been looking at that forecast for a number of years. And my first question to him, should we have a conversation directly, is saying, look, I know that you predicted this. Why are we not seeing it? And he could very well say to me today, well, Bill, look at the Democratic Party. It's about ready to go into a split. And it's going to crash and burn. And there's going to be not just one phoenix, but there will be a couple of phoenix possibly that comes out of the Democratic Party because of where they are right now. I mean, they're being so pulled to the left. I mean, look at those numbers out of Iowa as we were talking with Liz Peek. I mean, almost 50%. Of the votes there out of Iowa going to progress, going to socialists. I mean, and what we're going to hear when it comes down to the Democrats and the Republicans in this 2020 campaign, it's going to be, hey, make your choice today. Do you want socialism or do you want free markets to reign? And you want, and you still believe in capitalism and, you know, the foundations of this great American experiment. What do you choose this day? And when you look at the empirical evidence, to me, I think you're hard-pressed to want to abandon ship and go to socialism because of the clear results, especially that this administration is putting forth. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez.
There could be no greater contrast to the beautiful image of a mother holding her infant child than the chilling displays our nation saw in recent days. Lawmakers in New York cheered with delight upon the passage of legislation that would allow a baby to be ripped from the mother's womb moments from birth. These are living, feeling, beautiful babies who will never get the chance to share their love and their dreams with the world. And then we had the case of the governor of Virginia, where he stated he would execute a baby after birth to defend the dignity of every person. I am asking Congress to pass legislation to prohibit the late-term abortion of children who can feel pain in the mother's womb. Let us work together to build a culture that cherishes innocent life. And let us reaffirm a fundamental truth. All children, born and unborn, are made in the holy image of God.
You know, I'll tell you, there were so many points in the State of the Union that were so gripping and encouraging. And, you know, Michelle Obama talked about being proud of America, relevant to a political decision. But when you have decisions like this and a vision of life that the president, you know, I mean, when was the last time that we heard from a president of the United States, you know, repositioning our country and, you know, again, embracing that we are a culture of life and not a culture of death. Aborting, you know, our children is not the American way. Look at, you know, the facts are hard to deny. And that is that women every day who have been involved with abortion, and an increasing number of men as well who have been involved with abortion, either directly or indirectly, either actively or passively, are realizing the truth of abortion. And here it is. I mean, what we saw the other night in Ellie Schneider, here is, this mother and the baby. Ellie was the baby herself. One of the earliest premature babies ever to survive. And as I mentioned to you, it was especially relative, for us and our family, because our latest grandson was born, 7 weeks premature, and not anything close to Ellie, but still, close nonetheless. And our daughter was given the option early on in saying, look at this is another high risk pregnancy, and you may want to consider aborting, or maybe along the way you may be dealing with a miscarriage. And we prayed and went through the process, and trying to think, okay, if we can get on the other side of 21 weeks, then things start working a little bit more in favor of of Ozzy, of the baby. And thank God, by his grace and mercy, I mean, they did go in and they were able to get him out early, and really saved him, because he was at risk. And I know that if the doctors did not make that decision to go in and save him, then this could have been a poor outcome for our daughter as well as our grandson. And this is just one, like Ellie's story, this is one of so many millions happening around the country. But, if you disrespect life and it's disposable, then it doesn't matter. Then, whether it's a high-risk pregnancy or something that comes along the way, you just dispose of it. And you try to convince yourself that it doesn't matter. But what the women particularly... And I will give them, the credit here, because they are, they are the carriers of life. It is in them that, God designed them to be, the human laboratories of where life, begins. And it is miraculous. And when we respect life, it goes well for us. And there's no question, we look back and see 63 million babies and possibilities and dreams and, marriages and, accomplishments in college and education, and that have just been wiped right off the board like an Etch-a-Sketch. But unlike an Etch-a-Sketch, those dreams, those aspiring dreams and wishes are not easily wiped off. You talk to the women, and you hear me say this repeatedly, that because they will come to me, and I don't know what it is, they feel comfortable or whatever, because, I just have this incredible amount of compassion for people who have experienced this, who have bought into a lie. We've all bought into lies and said, oh, well, it's nothing, it's meaningless. Well, if that's the case, why am I so bothered by it? Why am I... My carrying the pain of knowing, especially now, knowing now what I didn't know then, that this isn't just a clump of unnecessary, needless flesh that can be cut out and is no harm, no foul. That we're talking an actual person that has been eliminated. And we've been part and parcel in that process. But it would seem that common sense and reason is starting to take over. And as I often say, experience defines preference. And in this experience of Roe v. Wade since 1973, number one, we're realizing was never a law. This was a decision by a activist Supreme Court. And that decision has led to the elimination and the murder of 63 million plus Americans, an absolute holocaust. 40% black Americans, 25% Hispanics. This is, it's heartbreaking is what this is. So how long do we need to continue something that we know in our very hearts and spirits, for those of us who are still sensitive to that which lies in our hearts and spirits, understand that this is, you know, we made a mistake. And now, you know, thank God for the leadership of President Trump, where life matters again. We can celebrate. We can celebrate life, and in the process of celebrating life, we can also forgive. You know, forgive ourselves for buying into the lie and getting caught up in this, you know, culture of convenience that we think that, you know, abortion maybe is expensive birth control, but more expensive than really we realize because of the cost. It's not just about, you know, a $500 procedure. It is the psychological costs. They're impacting the mothers, the wives, our daughters of our culture because we bought into a lie. But just because we bought into it, as easy as we bought into the lie, we can choose to buy into the truth. And I believe that's where the tide is stemming. And this is where the Democrats have themselves have a choice to make. Are they going to continue to insist on, you know, promoting a lie? I mean, after all, and this is the thing that's kind of surprising to me, how many people don't realize that abortion is part of the Democratic Party's platform? They promote abortion. They do this all under this ruse of female reproductive rights. Well, you can't have a right at the expense of another. It's no longer a right. You know, but it's all couched in that misnomer and that big lie. Just again, it's that lie perpetrated. And people know that it can't be squared up. You have to really suspend reality and logic in order to go along with that kind of mislogic and misdirection. It is not a right. You can't have a right at the expense of the father. It's all, well, you know, what do dads care? More than you realize. What dads care? Because it's intrinsic in our very own wiring and the substance of who we are, regardless of what TV shows and, you know, quips you want to throw out there. You know, dads matter. And you need dads. And this is, again, what we're realizing out of this lie is the preference that we are determining is that life matters. Moms matter, babies matter, dads matter, the family matters. This is the bedrock of our American society that we have allowed to be compromised, and we're paying a big price for this. Our young people are committing suicide at record levels. They are in distress, and what are we doing? We're just busy going back to work, and we're busy fussing and tearing up presidential speeches and all this kind of silliness, when we have serious issues here in River City to deal with. And at the very heart of this is this antithetical meanness and hatred towards one another that has got to stop. But it starts with respecting life. And I believe the other night, those forces, those evil forces, were put on notice because of what President Trump had to say. That we are going to be a culture of life and the living once again. And then you will see how great America really can be. I'm Bill Martinez. It's a couple of minutes before the top of the hour. We've got more. Stay with us.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.